Mid-America Network News, I'm Blake Cripps. A fleet of 24 expensive cars and motorcycles seized from a Kansas City area accountant who defrauded more than $4 million from clients heading for auction. The U.S. Marshals Service says the 25 machines up for bidding at noon on Thursday this week include a number of vehicles previously owned by Thomas Hauck. The vehicles for sale at the auction include a Ford Mustang Cobra Jet, Ferrari 430 Scuderia, Ford GT, and a McLaren 12C. Also, a dozen Ducati motorcycles will be sold during the auction at the KCI Auto Auction in Kansas City, Missouri. And a KU professor has used 3D printers to design an engine for a Topeka Museum's replica of a World War I fighter plane. Hugh Thomas, an associate professor of industrial design at the university, took on the project. Mid-America Network News.
It's spring. Bugs are at the door, and they're not knocking. The Home Depot has a smarter answer. With Ortho Home Defense Max 1 gallon ready-to-use insect killer at a new lower price, just $6.97. It lays down a bug barrier that keeps them from coming in, killing insects and their eggs for up to 12 months. Bring on spring with Ortho Home Defense Max 1 gallon ready-to-use insect killer, just $6.97 now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through May 1st.
Check it. I was LOLing in Matt's Whip last night on the way to a party with, like, all my besties. Suddenly my celly blew up with a pic from Bae, whose outfit was on fleek. And I was all like, OMG, I can't even. I'm going to be RFLing in, like, 4 to 5 sec when I RT this RN. Then I walked into Sarah's house. She's so fetch, like, yas! I dabbed her fam in hashtag spring break YOLO for show, though.
Teens are hard to understand. That's why the all-new 2016 Chevrolet Malibu features available teen driver technology that helps parents better understand their teens' driving habits. The all-new 2016 Chevrolet Malibu.
A group of nearly 40 men and women will join Kansas City area students in the classroom this fall as part of a new program designed to prepare aspiring teachers to be effective urban educators. Kansas City Star reports that the 39 students will be a part of the Kansas City Teacher Residency, which was launched this year with a $1.2 million federal grant. Program is modeled off of medical residencies. In the first year of the program, the students receive $25,000 while in resident, teach full-time and finish their degrees in the second year. First class chosen from 130 applications. And a government report shows the Kansas winter wheat crop is maturing at a faster rate than usual. National Agricultural Statistics Service reporting this week that 23% of the state's wheat crop, that's ahead of the 15% that would be average for this time of year. Also rates wheat condition is 2% very poor, 9% poor, 36% fair, 48% good, and 5% excellent. Mid-America Network News.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Heavy rainfall from a night of storms has forced the evacuation of a nursing home in southern Nebraska. 45 patients and residents from the nearby Meadowlark Heights Assisted Living remained at Deschler High School. They were evacuated as the water rose in Spring Creek on the south side of the Thayer County community. National Weather Service says radar estimated 6 to 8 inches fell yesterday and overnight on the west side of Deschler, forcing closure of U.S. Highway 136. A flood warning has been issued for Superior and Hebron. State investigators say homemade explosives caused the fire in which a Grand Island business owner died. The Nebraska Fire Marshal's Office said this incident was a result of manufacturing homemade explosives by the deceased. Authorities say 65-year-old Mike Winfrey's body was found early Monday morning inside the building that housed Winfrey Plumbing and Heating. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
There's always that one friend who challenges you to do things you once thought were impossible. B.F. Goodrich is that kind of friend. From April 18th to May 8th, get a $50 reward card after submission with the purchase of 4 new B.F. Goodrich passenger or light truck tires. B.F. Goodrich Tires. Are you driver enough?
Extend your tires life and get ready for summer driving with an alignment appointment called Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
See bfgoodrichtires.com/promo for details. Offer expires May 8th, 2016. Void where prohibited.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board met in special session Wednesday. A contract was offered to Dylan Blake as chemistry physics teacher, and the board authorized advertising for a school social worker. Fall and winter sports coaches were approved, with Amy Renier appointed junior high volleyball and head high school girls basketball on a 4-3 vote. All other coaches were approved as a group 7-0, with no changes from the past year. Details were released on a motorcycle fatality accident Saturday afternoon in Nemaha County that claimed the life of 51-year-old Gary Love of Seneca. He apparently left the roadway on K-63 just over a quarter mile south of 136th Road and was ejected. Love was transported to the Nemaha Valley Community Hospital by EMS, where he was pronounced dead. Funeral services are planned Wednesday. $10,000 bond was set in an April 20th arrest in Washington County. John Paul Morstorf was taken on charges of drug paraphernalia possession, intent to distribute, felony theft, and possession of stolen property. He was arrested in the 300 block of East 2nd Street in Washington and is being held at the Washington County Jail. Also last Wednesday, a search warrant was executed at 2737 27th Road and 114 Wolf, Hanover. As a result, Stephanie Scrutini of Hanover was arrested on pending charges of possession of stolen property, possession of a firearm by a person using a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia with intent to manufacture a controlled substance, possession of a stimulant and depressant, and distribution of a hallucinogen. She is being held on $20,000 bond in the Washington County Jail. Burglary and theft reports were received last Thursday from KSDS and Camp Creek, both in Washington. And finally, on Saturday, William Brown was arrested on a Washington County warrant for two counts of felony theft and defacing identification marks on a firearm. He is being held in the county jail on $10,000 bond. Community Memorial Healthcare Grief Support Group for Loss of a Child will have a special guest speaker at their Thursday, April 28th meeting. Deb Andres of Alta Vista will speak about her personal grief journey and how she and her family learned to cope with the death of their daughter. Andres is a 1984 graduate of Marysville High School. The meeting will be held in South Plaza Conference Room at CMH, April 28th. For details, contact Cheryl Stowes at 562-6180. Another round of rough weather with tornado watch and thunderstorm warnings issued. The tornado watch never materialized with any tornadic activity, but severe thunderstorms brought gusty winds, significant hail, and heavy rains to our listening area, northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska, late Tuesday afternoon into Tuesday evening. Over the course of the day, a substantial amount of rain caused some flash flooding. Rain showers early on the day on Tuesday were compounded by additional rainfall late Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening. Hail was the main threat, with most areas reporting some hail, pea to marble size. 2 to 3, even 4-inch hail was reported. The heaviest hail reported in an area from Herkimer to Bremen and south toward Waterville.
Yvonne F. Smith, age 86, of Washington, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Burial St. Peter and Paul Catholic Cemetery, Morroville. Rosary Wednesday evening at 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 6. Family will receive friends Wednesday, 5 until 6. At the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Yvonne Smith.
Richard C. Vlock, age 80, of Houston, formerly of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m., St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Richard Vlock.
Francis J. Smith, age 90, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Francis Smith.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Hawaiian meatballs, rice, a roll, Brussels sprouts, and bananas and pudding. Tomorrow, salmon patty, macaroni and cheese, a muffin, coleslaw, and fresh fruit. KNDY News time is 7:16.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Depot B.
Please use that in a sentence.
Depot B. Join the fun with the Depot B Wednesday, April 27th, a fundraiser for the historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville.
Again, please?
The Depot B is a team spelling challenge. Bring your team of 3 to 4 members or join one that evening.
D-E-P-O-T-B-E-E. Depot B.
The fun starts with a free will taco bar from 5:30 until 7. Spelling and a texting challenge starts at 6:30. At the historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville. No registration or fees. Spectators welcome as well. Join us Wednesday evening, April 27.
Widespread rain showers continue drifting east across parts of North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa. Showers and thunderstorms, they extend southeast into parts of Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, Texas, Louisiana, east across the Ohio, Tennessee Valley, and the Gulf coastal states. Even at this hour, strong storms in progress across parts of Texas and from Houston north up towards St. Louis, Kansas City, Little Rock, east into the Ohio-Tennessee Valley. Locally strong thunderstorms, a possibility once again today. A widespread outbreak of strong storms yesterday is promised across Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and parts of Missouri. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhaus.
Average high temperature late April 70, the average low 47. Sunset this evening 8:12, sunrise in the morning at 6:28. A band of showers encompassing southeast Nebraska lingering into north central Kansas this hour. Activity to our west out around Mankato and points south toward Beloit and then down toward Russell on I-70. Maybe tracking our way, we may see another shower or two before it's all done here today. We recorded well over an inch overnight, well, late yesterday afternoon into the evening hours, and well over an inch there would bring our total, two-day total, to well over 3 inches, and it brings our total since all this rain began to well over 6 inches, and we're probably on the shorter end from what some might have received. Conditions this morning, winds are light, favoring the south, barometer 29.48 inches, relative humidity at 56%. Flash flooding remains an issue. K-87 remains closed down to Valitz. Flood warning has been issued on the Big Blue River near Blue Rapids, the Black Vermilion River at Frankfort, among others. The Big Blue River at Blue Rapids will be flooding until Saturday afternoon. Early this morning, flood stage was just over 27 feet, about a foot over flood stage of 26 feet. Minor flooding is occurring and forecast a crest at just over 30 feet is anticipated early Friday morning. That's a check of the news and weather for this Wednesday, the 27th of April. KNDY News Time is 7:20. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Is an ag business update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. retail sales of farm tractors under 40 horsepower up 33% for March and 26% higher year-to-date. The two-wheel drive tractor category of tractors between 40 and 100 horsepower saw sales increase of 10% in March compared with a year ago. High horsepower tractors didn't fare quite as well. Two-wheel drive tractors over 100 horsepower declined 32%, and January to March sales dropped 38% compared to a year ago. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers says sales of the smaller tractors benefit from a broad consumer base in smaller acreage farms and some livestock operation, while sales of the larger production equipment still significantly lower than a year ago as producers are feeling the effects of lower commodity prices and higher used equipment inventory. Winter wheat fields from Nebraska to Texas recently received some good moisture that should help the crop across the finish line, but the recent rains followed by damp, cool cool weather, and that's a perfect environment to develop stripe and leaf rust. Stripe rust infestations are a hit and miss in the high plains. Fields that don't have any infestation yet likely will develop some in the wake of the rain, cool temperatures, and dew. Dampness increases the risk that the disease will move to the upper leaves of the plant, which contribute most of the energy used by the plant to make grain. And if rust is present on the flag leaves at the lower level of the plant and most of the green area is intact, a fungicide application can be beneficial. If 25% of the upper leaves are destroyed, there won't be as much benefit to the plant, and most fungicides should be applied before the plant starts flowering. Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, stories of stress in the farming community continue to crop up as producers struggle with low prices, a strong dollar, and depressed export values. The farming crisis hasn't reached a critical mass yet, but Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says the stories of economic stress are not going to go
away. We're hearing a little bit from bankers. We're hearing isolated instances of farmers. We're hearing that the 800 number where farmers that are in trouble can call in and ask for help or get advice, that they're getting a few more calls now.
The USDA is forecasting a one-third drop in net cash farm income this year compared with 2013. Farm operating debt has also grown by one-third since 2012 as farmers draw down their cash and equity in order to survive. Turning our attention to soil temperatures here on Wednesday morning, a little bit of a cool down once again in Nebraska. The western and northwestern one-third of the state running in the low 40s this morning. There is a strip in the center part of Nebraska that runs 47, 48, 49 degrees. Then we get down to the southeastern one-third of the state. We see a few low to mid 50-degree readings. Across Kansas, pretty much the same story. Cooler in the west, warmer in the east. The western counties running around 50 degrees, warming into the mid-50s in the center part of Kansas. And the eastern sections, including much of south-central and southeastern Kansas, running in the low 60s. This is a 4-inch depth morning soil temperature as of 7 a.m. And the Oklahoma counties in the panhandle running at about 55 degrees this morning. That warms up to 62 degrees as you go to the northeastern corner of the state. Soil temperature report, Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
We take care of animals because that's our job, because that's what's right. That's just the first thing that we think of when we get up in the morning. What do the animals need? People need to know that we do everything we can to produce a healthy and safe product. My family has raised livestock since 1882. If they weren't doing things right, we wouldn't have survived as long as we have.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau. Care and respect, practice daily.
We know that good jobs are hard to come by, especially in the field of agriculture. However, an opportunity is open for the right person at the Mid-America Ag Network. If you enjoy selling, meeting people, and working with the agribusiness professionals, this sales position could be for you. Some sales experience is required. However, we will train. Position includes salary, commissions, and benefit package. The Mid-America Ag Network is an equal opportunity employer. Call us today at 316-721-8484.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture, of course. How about this? A safer option for cleaning milking systems on dairy farms may also decrease cleaning time and costs, and it consists mainly of water and salt. More about that after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at barnesandnoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to maxarmstrongbook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's maxarmstrongbook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, maxarmstrongbook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, maxarmstrongbook.com.
I vaguely remember a science experiment from school about how to make water wetter. And I thought it was a joke at the time. Maybe it was, but I don't remember how that experiment turned out. Anyway, this is how to make water better. Tap water and table salt can be used in place of acid-based and alkaline-based cleaning systems on dairy farms. That's according to researchers at Penn State University. Dr. Robert Graves, a professor of agricultural and biological engineering, said we use very harsh chemicals in acid-based and alkaline-based cleaning systems on farms, and we want to minimize the hazard to the people using this stuff. So the researchers studied the effectiveness of the first three cycles of the clean-in-place process, but instead of the chemicals, using electrolyzed oxidizing water. EO water, as it's called, is the product of electrolyzed tap water combined with table salt. The mixture is then zapped with electricity, which breaks the water and salt into smaller components, a hydrogen ion and hydroxide ion for water, and a sodium and chlorine ion for salt. The combination creates a pH, which provides the cleaning and sanitizing properties, but again, the solution is mostly water. The cleaning in place is a four-step method that many farms employ for cleaning the pipes that transport milk after it leaves the cow. The first step, the warm water rinse, removes most of the residual milk soils. The second, an alkaline wash, removes soils, including lipids, proteins, and other organic materials. The third is an acid rinse, which removes minerals and slows the growth of microorganisms. The fourth is a sanitizing rinse, which is run immediately before the next round of milking. The researchers found that this EO water was just as effective as the chemicals traditionally used. And not including the purchase of the machine necessary to create the EO water is 30 to 40% cheaper than the current cleaning process, and it doesn't take as long. Researchers shortened the cycle by about 55% while maintaining about the same effectiveness. EO water also cuts down on environmental hazards caused by chemical spills during transportation and storage, and instead, machines can produce the EO water at the farm, eliminating the need for transportation and storage. Tap water and table salt. Pretty interesting, right? You can read more about it online at Penn State University. Back after this.
The Manhattan Commission Company of Manhattan, Kansas will be holding a special stock cow and breeding bull sale on Wednesday, April 27th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the breeding bulls, consisting of 30-plus Angus, Gelvie Balancer, Polled Hereford, and Gelvie bulls from 14 months to 3 years of age. Many are suitable to breed heifers. We will have 300 choice, mostly black-white face first calf heifer pairs. They'll have February to early April calves by side, plus 200 mixed and black cow calf pairs. They'll be 3 years to short and solid. They'll have February-April calves. Fall calving cow consignments include 450 head of mostly black and a few red Angus cows. They'll be 3 years to older. They'll be bred to mostly Angus bulls for September-October calves. We'll also be selling one consignment, including 70 black second calf heifers. They'll be bred to Angus bulls for late August calves. 15 purebred Angus second calf heifers are all Gardner genetics. We'll have 30 fancy Angus fall bred calf and vaccinated first calf heifers. They're AI bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for September calving. If you are in need of fall or spring calving cows, be sure to attend the special cow sale Wednesday, April 27th at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 1-800-834-1029. Or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:33 from KNDY. Cloudy, overcast. Flood warnings posted. Be advised, we've had recent rains, significant rains, and lots of runoff. Rain showers may not be done. Further west, we've got some activity, primarily confined up in Nebraska, sneaking up into north central Kansas. That activity out further west between Smith Center and Mankato looks like it may be tracking east across the region. If it holds together, light to moderate showers is all. But we had well over an inch with the activity Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening, and add that to almost 2 inches the morning of Tuesday. We're at 3 inches plus here in the last day or so.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. The Los Angeles Angels won over Kansas City 9-4. The Chicago White Sox continue to roll right on through the early portion of their schedule, and they had no trouble last night. White Sox 10, Toronto 1. Meanwhile, Chicago's National League representative owns baseball's best record at 15-5. Addison Russell hit a tie-breaking two-run triple in the sixth to send the Cubs a 4-3 win over Milwaukee. Pittsburgh whipped the Rockies 9-4 in Colorado, and the Cardinals had an 8-2 thumping of Arizona. Philadelphia had a 4-3 triumph against the Nationals. New York Mets picked up their fifth straight win by putting together a four-run seventh in the 4-3 victory against Cincinnati. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you're in the oil and gas industry, you feel the effects of low oil and natural gas prices. However, prices are not your only barrier. That's why it's imperative that your membership continues with the Kansas Independent Oil and Gas Industry.
Yes, my name is Craig Pangburn, and I'm the president of TNC Manufacturing and Operating Inc. here in Great Bend, Kansas. Our business is actually 19 years old, and we've been a member for 19 years. They are the voice for everybody. We're not just here at the state level, but also at the federal level.
It's vital that Kansas oil and gas producers have a strong voice in Topeka and Washington at all times on every issue critical to your success. The challenges facing the industry continues to grow in numbers and complexity. Your membership helps you be an important part of Cuyahoga's voice and allows you to receive information that keeps you competitive and current on industry issues and trends. Help make a difference. Become or stay a Cuyahoga member today. Get details and your application at Cuyahoga.org.
The Toronto Raptors and Atlanta Hawks have taken 3-2 leads in the NBA's Eastern Conference quarterfinals. Mike Scott finished with 17 points, and the Hawks went on to a 28-8 run to take the 10-point lead in the eventual 110-83 blowout against Boston. The Los Angeles Clippers will be severely shorthanded as they try to beat the Portland Trail Blazers and advance to the NBA's Western Conference semifinals. Blake Griffin will miss the rest of the playoffs after aggravating his left quadricep tendon during Game 4 on Monday. Chris Paul has undergone surgery after breaking his hand in Monday's game in the loss to the Trail Blazers, leaving the Clippers without their two top players. Golden State's Steve Kerr is the NBA Coach of the Year after the Warriors set a single-season record with 73 victories. Kerr received the honor despite missing the team's first 43 games due to back problems that caused Luke Walton to serve as acting coach. I'm Stephanie Austin.